What about the issue of testing for HER2 and ER? You talked about, you know, how important endocrine therapy can be to a patient if they're ER positive, how important trastuzumab can be to a patient who has a HER2 positive tumor. But how well are we doing the job of figuring out who it is that has HER2 positive or ER positive tumors?
Well, I think that's actually a really good point because we obviously need tumor tissue, and it's important to have adequate tumor tissue to make this assessment. And I have had a number of patients who come in with inadequate tissue sampling, primarily women who got an FNA to make a diagnosis and then got neoadjuvant therapy, had surgery, and nobody rechecked any of the markers, you know, or it didn't really make sense for the cancer that they had, or HER2 status, which really hasn't been defined. So if an immunohistochemistry test is done at a low-volume institution, you always want to repeat the IHC or get a FISH test to try and really pin down whether or not the patient has HER2-positive disease. And that's really critical to have that information and to have it as soon as possible in order to help with treatment decisions. Because you don't want to be treating a woman with Herceptin who doesn't have HER2-positive disease. On the other hand, you certainly wouldn't want to miss giving Herceptin to a patient who has HER2-positive disease.